This morning I'm going to be talking about football, and I'm just assuming that both women and men are interested in football. And there's going to be a few nicknames of football clubs coming up on the screen, and I want you to tell me which club is indicated by the nickname. So can we have the first nickname, please, John? Right. So who are the Red Devils? Yes. Manchester United, correct. Yes. Yep, that's right. Right, the next one, please. The Blades. Who are the Blades? The lady in red. Sheffield, that's only half the answer. Sheffield United, right, yes. Yep, right. Who on earth are Spurs? Yes, young lady. Tottenham Hotspur, yes. Tottenham Hotspur, I think we've all heard of them, haven't we? Yes. The next one, the Toffee Men, yes. Susan. Everton, that's right, yes. Everton. I thought I might catch you with that one. How about the Canaries? Well, any of the guides and brownies on this side know any of the answers? No? Claire. Norwich, yes. Norwich what? Norwich United? Delia Smith's team, yes, that's right, yes, yeah. How about the Owls? Now, this is a very wise team. George? Sheffield Wednesday, very good. Yes, Sheffield Wednesday, yeah. How about the Gunners? Yes, the young man there. Arsenal, right, yes. Arsenal. How about the Tangerines? John. Blackpool, yes. Yep, Blackpool. The Magpies. Yes, young man. Ah, he's forgotten. Marion. Newcastle United, yes. Yeah, Newcastle United. How about the Baggies? Who are the Baggies? Yes. West Bromwich Albion, yes. West Bromwich Albion, yeah. How about the Hammers? Who are the Hammers? Yes, young man. West Ham United, yes. Right. And who are the Clarets? The lady in red. Nope. Nope. George. Burnley, correct. Yes. We know where the brains rest, don't we? It's with George. Oh, my. Honesty is a great virtue, George. Right. And so we know what your dad does with the Saturday afternoon, don't we? Right. Right, well, we not only give nicknames to football clubs, but we give nicknames to people and animals and places and all sorts of things. And usually nicknames tell us something about the person or the place or whatever it is. For example, the Red Devils play in red, and the Magpies play in black and white, because magpies, the birds, are black and white. Spurs, well, that's a shortened form of Tottenham Hotspur. Hammers, a shortened form of West Ham United. And so there's usually a purpose behind a nickname. And the Christians were given a nickname, and we find it in Acts chapter 11, verse 26. And it was said it was at Antioch that the disciples were first given the name Christians. So what do you think that the name Christians means? What does the name Christians mean? Any thoughts? Yes, Jessica. Follower of Christ. Excellent. Yes, very good. Yes. Anyone want to add anything to that? Well, Jessica's summed it up, hasn't she? She's got it in one. Yes. So, Christians are followers of Jesus Christ. That is, they try their best to follow the example of Jesus Christ, following the way of Jesus, serving Jesus and other people. And so, when people see us, do they see anyone who lives or acts differently to anyone else? Or do they see people who live up to their nickname, followers of Jesus Christ?